Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast, episode number 66?
Six.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Well, I don't think we've mentioned, you know, the Detroit weather in the past few
recently?
Podcasts, but you know what? It's like setting precedence again.
It's cold.
It's bitter.
It snowed. We got about 2 inches of snow on the ground, which probably melted pretty much overnight, but it's still freaking cold.
Mm-hmm.
19 degrees, and you don't have heat in your Jeep.
Yeah, my heater core blew, and I can't get it fixed until, after next weekend, because I'm going to be gone for half of next week.
That sucks.
Yeah, but where am I going to be for the half of next week?
You're going to be in Florida again?
Yep, for PRI.
Lucky bastard.
That's right, I am. So
I would love to be in Florida right about now in the 70-degree weather.
Yeah. Those guys on the West Coast are like, what are these guys talking about?
You know, I know.
70-degree weather. That's freezing cold here.
You guys are spoiled.
Yeah, you can kiss
real
my
spoiled.
Butt. That's right.
Okay, so what are we going to talk about today?
Well, as usual, we got some Camaro news.
Okay.
As a lot of you may know, but the rumor mill is turning again, I guess is the best way to put it.
Okay.
There is expected to be Camaro prototypes running around before Christmas, or at least by Christmas, in Australia.
Oh, well, that's pretty cool.
So if we got any listeners down under, keep your cameras ready and send us some spy pics.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Shut up, asswipe. seriously, that's about it for the Camaro news. Not much going on other than the usual stuff. Usual people talking about the what ifs and the how about this and what do you think of this idea and
the news bot reporting the same stuff.
Yeah, something wrong with that? We got repost Nazis galore.
Yeah,
yeah. Let things be, guys.
Yeah,
we still got our contest going on.
Yeah, this is basically the first end of the first week of the second iPod giveaway for our contest.
That's right. We got 6 iPods. We've already given away one. We got to give away 5 more, and this is going to be the second one. And it's really pretty easy. I don't know how it could get any easier. You pick up the phone, you call our hotline number, you leave us a voicemail message with a holiday greeting, and It could be to us or to the board or to anybody or your Aunt Millie or your
Uncle
dog.
Joe. And,
I don't care.
Yeah, whatever.
Or just ramble on and say, happy holidays at the end of it, and hang up, slam the phone down, throw the phone down the steps. I don't care.
Yeah.
Just as long as you're creative and genuine, and we'll pick the one we like the most, and we will give away a free iPod. I mean,
sweet.
I don't know how it can get any easier.
Yeah, it's
come on,
way
damn.
Too easy.
Yeah. So, in light of that, I guess we have a couple entries, Chris. Is that correct?
I believe so. This first one, I don't know. We'll let you decide.
Yeah, go ahead and...
It's just kind of weird here.
Okay. Oh.
Drunk? I don't get it.
I kind of like it. Play it again.
Play it again?
Yeah.
Okay. That was just weird.
I think I know what happened.
What?
One time a cat crawled up in my grandmother's, Grand Marquis engine bay because it was warm and it was cold. The engine was warm and it was cold outside. And well, she gets in the car and she fires it up, and the cat got wrapped up in the serpentine or the accessory belt because it didn't have serpentine belts.
Sure.
And I think it made that kind of noise just
Did
a whole
it
lot
it?
Louder. Oh, yeah. It turned it inside out.
Oh. Did it sound just like this?
Oh, my God. I'm going to have bad dreams now. Poor kitty.
Oh, my God.
And wow. Then we got another one.
And the sad thing is it actually came from somewhere in Michigan, too.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Like... maybe in the Novi, Farmington Hills area, maybe?
It could be. I don't know who it is,
maybe
though.
We do.
No.
Well, let's just leave it at that. We do have a one that's a little more directed.
Yeah.
Here we go.
This one's nice.
All right.
Hey, guys. This is Adam from StreetFire.net. Just wanted to call, wish you all a happy holidays, Merry Christmas. We love your podcast. Keep it up. So take care from the whole team over here.
That was great.
Yeah. That. See, 20 seconds. Got to the point, and Adam, thanks. It was great to hear from you.
Yeah, it was great to hear from you again, Adam.
The two of us, Chris and I, we go back quite a ways with Adam, way back from the original fbody.org mailing list days.
Absolutely, back in, I would say, 96.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was, and He's kind of got a cool thing going with Street Fire, and we're going to be talking about that a little bit next week.
Yeah.
So, Adam, thank you very, very much. Happy holidays to you and your crew over there.
Absolutely.
And if anybody else wants to get in this contest, first and foremost, check the podcast section for all the, you know, basic instructions that we kind of already gave you. And then just pick up the phone and dial the number, and here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Pick up the phone, dial.
Free stuff.
That's all you got to do.
You know, I mean, people will, you know, do anything for free stuff.
That's right.
Well,
including waiting in line at Best Buy for 16 hours.
That's kind of where I was going to go, but then I realized how stupid that sounded because I did it.
Well, you know.
You can bite my weenie.
To each his own.
Hey, speaking of contacting
sure,
us,
yeah.
We got an email, a complaint, if you will.
Oh, yeah. Really?
A complaint. This comes
shall
from...
Shall we...
Yeah, I'm gonna read it.
Okay.
This comes from Fred Miles, better known as Miles F., on the message board.
Okay.
And he writes, I have one major complaint. I spend entirely too much time on the site. Can't stop. Addicted. Do you think I need help? Nope. Just need coffee.
Then you'll be on the site even more.
And then he adds, the best F-body site on the net. Keep up the great work.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's nice to hear. We don't get those near as much as what we'd like to.
No. That was real nice. Not much of a complaint.
Yeah, well.
Thought we were gonna have to bust some bowls.
I mean, what else are we gonna? I don't know how we can really help you, but thanks, and we're glad you're happy and
all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I don't know where to go with that. Yeah. Before I start busting out crying. So yeah, cool. What else is going on? Oh yeah, we got a little new article on the site that showed up last week.
The main page.
One of our sponsors, J&M Products, also known as HotPart.com. They have suspension pieces, pretty good stuff. And I know Brian. I've met him a couple times. Really good guy. Has a pretty decent product line. They kind of have a new innovation when it comes to, of all things, bushings and lower control arms.
Okay.
And it seems kind of trivial at first, but then when you think about it, like a harder bushing will put more stress on the overall lower control arm. And anybody who's tried to hit a corner harder, they wind up saying, yeah, I need lower control arms. Then they got to figure out what kind of bushings they want.
Okay.
Well, they kind of came out with it's definitely new because they patented it. It's a three-piece, kind of like almost like a ball and socket bushing. And we got a little article that we wrote all the specifics down. All you got to do is just go to the main page of the site, and it's the latest and greatest article, at least for right now.
Very cool.
Check it out. It's pretty cool. You know, I mean, how could you have a further advancement in something as simple as a lower control arm? Well, these guys did it.
Would this help on lowering your car, too?
I don't believe so, no.
Oh, okay.
No, it'll help with handling, though. Because
the car is lowered.
Well, that'd be a lower control arm relocation bracket that changes the geometry of the lower control arm.
Okay.
But this is going to help more for a little bit more control and stability in cornering and handling and whatnot. It's a pretty neat design. Definitely check it out. Like I said, it's on the main page at CamaroZ28.com.
Nice.
For right now.
Yeah. That's the first article in a while.
We haven't had much to talk about, really. I mean, I think our podcast...
Bring On the Storm was the last one, I think.
Yeah, and that was a couple, three months ago. That was late summer.
That was June.
I'm still getting people emailing me about that.
Are you?
Yeah, it's kind of cool. It's kind of cool to...
Nice.
Just, you know that people are liking it. And, GM, I want my royalty check now. And that's it, man. It's kind of like, you know, as it gets towards Christmas, everybody's busy with their Christmas crap.
Yeah. Have you done all your shopping yet?
Shit. No.
No?
No, I got to buy more stuff online.
Yeah, me too.
I'm not going
to... I don't go to the stores anymore.
Screw the stores. Stores are for suckers.
Yeah. I've got a small complaint here, though, from one of the online stores I went to. I can't even pronounce their name, but it was something that my wife wanted as a gift. So usually I'll go online and I'll have it gift wrapped too, because I suck at wrapping presents. Plus, I hate it to begin with anyway.
Yeah. Well, you're a dude.
So, you know, it was an extra $4 to have it wrapped. Oh, kick ass, you know. I ordered it. Package came in the mail. Bastards didn't wrap it.
You paid your $4?
I paid my $4 And they didn't even wrap it.
Time to bust some kneecaps.
Oh, I fired it off.
And you said you can't even pronounce the name of the company?
And it's like, I can't even pronounce the name. I can't even remember.
Well, I should tell you something right there.
They're a pretty big company, though. So I fired them an email, and they credited my credit card for the $4.
Gee, thanks.
And said, we're sorry.
Yeah. Don't go out of your way to, send you the paper or nothing.
No.
Because does this mean you got to go out and buy a whole roll?
Who knows? Nah, I'm sure Leslie's got a whole roll of all sorts of stuff. I just hate rapping.
I do, too. Do you think I could... I got an idea.
What?
Do you think I could pay your wife to wrap my wife's presents so I don't have to?
I don't know. I don't know if she liked wrapping gifts that much.
She liked money? Because I don't like wrapping.
Yeah. Who doesn't? Shit, I'll wrap them for you.
Yeah, I got a pretty good idea how they're going to turn out.
Hey, they will be wrapped. That's all I have to say.
Well, hell, I could have my kid do it for free.
Yeah.
And probably do a better job. He's 10. I've seen some of the shit you do. All right. I think it's going to wrap it up. Everybody have a great
week.
Yeah. And speaking of weeks, we'll see you in the next one.
Yeah, we got to get out of here. We got a radio show we got to do.
Yep, and hopefully we can talk a little bit about that next week.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Well, I guess that's it. Yep. I'm out of here. Later.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week. Oh.